happens from time to time that the Haftarah presents a concept that appears in the Parsha and then expands. Sometimes it expands more of the same, takes it to the next step, sometimes shows a contrast. The Parsha's Noach is an example of that. The obvious connection between Parsha's Noach and the Haftarah, which is from Yeshayahu, is a rare direct reference to the Mabul in Nevi'im. Kimei Noach Zosli. Navi speaks about the words of the Mabul. The Navi speaks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shavua following the Mabul, that he would not that would not happen again. That would not recur. Then, later on, Yeshayahu goes on to speak about a positive aspect of water. Obviously, in Parshas Noach, we're focused on the incredibly destructive aspects of flooding. And Yeshayahu, though, goes on to speak about water as a metaphor for something incredibly positive. And it was thirsty, come to water, and that's a reference to connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Gemara and Tana speaks glowingly about the ways in which water serves as a metaphor for Torah. And there are a couple of different aspects to it. One that the Gemara points to is, like water, Torah will find the lowest level, in the sense that if you have water, it'll try to seek to find the lowest level, and Torah will always tend, and success in Torah will always tend towards the person who takes himself least seriously. The person with the greatest humility is set up to be exceptionally successful at learning. And Baruch Hashem, one of the many, many gifts of our Kehila is we get to see a living example of that in our Rav on a regular basis. But then Yeshayahu expands further, because water is not the only beverage that he speaks about positively. And the Gemara Tanis points out, Yeshayahu actually pulls together a list of three different beverages in a single pasuk. Speaks about water, and then he speaks about yayin v'chalav. He speaks about wine and milk. Now it's interesting, as an aside, that wine is also a second fluid, which appears in Noach as a destructive force, and appears in Yeshayahu as something positive. And the Gemara points out that the Yeshayahu is giving us a triple metaphor. Torah is nimshal l'gimel mashal. Three different beverages are all used one after another as ways of describing, capturing something about learning. Man yayin v'chalav. And the question is, well, what does that mean? Well, what's Yeshayahu driving at? And clearly the Chachmei HaTalmud were sensitive to the significance of that group. So what's the significance of comparing Torah to water and to wine and to milk? I heard an explanation, I believe it was from Rabbi Yisrael Kamenetsky, that these three form a trio, that together give us a picture of Torah. Because water and milk are necessities, as Yeshayahu himself highlights. I call Samuel Hula Moin. One who's thirsty needs water, an adult needs water to survive, an infant needs milk to survive. Wine is at the opposite end of the spectrum. No one needs wine to survive. Wine symbolizes luxury. Wine symbolizes finer living, symbolizes pleasure. Perhaps it at times will symbolize simcha. And perhaps what Chazal saw in this pasuk in Yeshayahu is presenting two different perspectives on the role that Torah can and ought to play in our lives. That ideally, Torah is the wine of our lives. Torah is luxurious. Torah is pleasure. Torah enriches. Torah refines. Torah raises the bar of our spiritual living. And at the same time, it's critically important to remember that Torah is not only pleasure. Torah is not only a fine wine, a fine spiritual wine to be enjoyed. Torah is also the water of milk. Torah is absolutely necessary. Revolta has a fascinating short paragraph at the beginning of the first volume of Ali Shur, where he points to a work written by one of the Rishonim, the Sefer HaYasha, a Musar work written by one of the Rishonim. He talks about the fact that, let's be honest, and this is not a new concept, this is an issue in Yeshivas 800-900 years ago as well. People oscillate. Our lives go up and down, and there are times when we're very excited, and there are times when we're less excited. There are times when a particular mitzvah gives us pleasure, when learning gives us pleasure, we'll go through periods when we're not feeling it. We're not feeling inspired and enthralled and enthused, energized to do the mitzvah. Sefer Yasha writes, his language is actually quite sharp. He talks about Yimei Ha'ava V'Hasimcha. But the days when you love doing mitzvahs and you love learning Torah, the days when you hate it. Sometimes we're on fire and sometimes we're not. And Sefer Yashar writes, that's a part of being human. The fact that our moods oscillate and our attitudes about things oscillate, that's a part of being human. Maybe if one is an extraordinary tzaddik, that's perhaps it's not part of it, but for the rest of us, that's part of being human. Things come and go. And Sefer Yashar writes, if I'm on, and Revolver expands on this, if I only learn because I find it exciting and thrilling and I enjoy it, then, you know, when I'm on, I'm on, and when I'm off, I'm just going to fall off the wagon. So the Jew has to recognize, to use another water metaphor, Rabbi Akiva is imprisoned, the Gemara tells us, jailed, for teaching Torah in public. And he's his neighbor in jail had been apparently thrown into jail for some common crime. And says to Rabbi Akiva, I understand why I'm here. I wanted to steal. I thought they wouldn't catch me. And they caught me. I know why I wanted to do it. And I thought I wouldn't be caught. I understand. I know why I desired someone else's stuff. I got caught, now I'm in jail. He says, Rabbi Akiva, I don't understand you. You were jailed by the Romans for teaching Torah publicly. What were you thinking? You were out there in the open. You knew this would happen. Why? And Rabbi Akiva turns to him and gives him another water metaphor. Rabbi Akiva tells him a story of the fox and the fish. And there's this pond with the fish and the fish have been there for dori-doros, undetected by humans, somewhere in the wilderness, and they've been leading a very happy, placid life. Till one day, fishermen discover the pond, discover that it's rich with fish, and begin to fish very aggressively. And the fox walks by and decides to take advantage of the situation, and says to a fish near the edge of the water, fox says, you know, it's getting pretty dangerous there in the water, why don't you come out and we'll have a party out on dry land. And the fish turns to the fox and says, you fool, you think I'm a fool? You think I'm a fool? Says, if I'm in the water, then they catch me, and they not catch me. But a fish out of water, there's no chance for survival. Rabbi Akiva turns to his cellmate and says, a Jew without Torah is like a fish out of water. The Torah is critical for keeping us spiritually alive and vital. And that's this message that Rabbi Yishayahu is already telling us. The Torah can often be the wine of our lives. But even when we're not plugged into the pleasure, to the excitement, we're not feeling the enthusiasm, we have to recognize it's also absolutely the water and milk of our lives. It's something that we need. I'm on a hike, so hopefully I have plenty of water and it's ice cold and it's enjoyable to drink. But if I'm getting thirsty and all the water I have is warm, I'm going to drink that water because even though it's not pleasant to drink it, I need it. I need the water to keep going. That's what the Kibbutz was saying. That's what Yishayahu was saying. If I recognize that Torah is water, even when I had this dream on Simchas Torah to have a Seder, to start something new, to revive something old, to have some sort of continuity and a system of learning, and it's going well for a couple of weeks, and then I hit a rough point personally, a rough point at work, or just distracting, or a difficult signal, whatever it is, and somehow I'm just not feeling it anymore. If I recognize when the wine, I'm not feeling the wine of Torah, but I remember it's still water. It's still something not only that I hopefully enjoy, but that I need, that can give me the consistency to stick with it, even though I'm not as enthusiastic. And that will, ironically, in the long term, appreciating the water aspect of Torah will keep me on the bus so that I'll have a renewed sense as I cycle back upwards towards the joy and the wine of Torah as well.